listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. It's Thursday night. I'm Chip Gibson, and it's really quiet in here, and I'm assuming that it's because today is Independence Day. Today is the 4th of July. It is the day that we declared our independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain so many years ago in 1776. And I recall reading some of the letters and the ideas when George Washington had read aloud the Declaration to his troops, and it was, you know, sparked inspiration amongst the troops there. So happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day, whatever you might call it. But know that freedom is not free, and folks are out there right now and are on foreign shores and doing good for democracy and projecting the flag out forward. We thank them, and we hope that they stay safe and that they enjoy also a little holiday routine if possible. The holiday routine here, I'm actually sitting in the toy hauler in the boondoggle buggy. We are sitting on the I guess it's Upper Lagoon. We're just south of the 98 bridge, Panama City. And it has been raining. It has been just an incredible deluge today, almost very similar to sitting through a tropical storm. 5-6 inches of rain. There's flooding on a lot of the streets in the low areas around here. I know we had at least 4 or 5 inches of rain today. It started raining yesterday afternoon when we drove in, and we plan on staying the weekend. Hopefully the weather will break. We've kind of got a little bit of respite from the rain here this evening. It's down to just a light drizzle. However, it does look to be 20, 30 knots of wind across the bay. The white caps are kicking up pretty good. And I don't know. We might get a little cast a line off the seawall here. We're at the Naval Support Activity, Panama City, Florida. We enjoying the campground here. Really nice place. We hope to stop in and say hi to the folks tomorrow at Sunjammers, right there in Panama City Beach. Meet with Brad Stevens and the guys. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see them. Stan Jones, his wife Holly, and their kids. We had dinner with them last night. Just enjoyed the company of some of our boondoggle friends, former Marine and now new director of the Panama City Marina, St. Andrews Marina, for the city of Panama City. So congratulations to him and his new position, and we hope good things come from that. And it's good to know we've got some more intense kayak fishermen in the area. Panama City has a great following of folks, the Panama City Kayak Fishing Association. And actually, I think they are meeting Monday night. Unfortunately, we will have to be on the road early Monday morning to get back up into the Atlanta area. So we'll miss that one. But looking forward maybe to get a line in the water and get some fishing done. Snapper season is still open until the 15th of July, and that's one of my favorite fish to put in the freezer. It keeps well, and it's pretty tasty. In fact, went to a local establishment this evening and enjoyed a nice plate, a big fillet of blackened red snapper. It was quite delicious. Pier 77. I had a great time there. So, as I said, it's kind of quiet in here. Buzzards Row. And like I said, it is a holiday, so I'm not expecting too many folks to stop in, and hopefully there'll be a few picking up the podcast later on. Do got a couple of things. We were cruising through the local area here and picked up a Panhandle edition of Coastal Angler. If you're in and around the Florida area, they're free. It's a nice journal of fishing and boating and stuff. And I just noted that out of about, 50, 60 pages here, that quite a few kayak ads and articles. I mean, there's West Marine advertising kayaks, and Hobie has got a full page ad in here. It's really really cool. It lets us know that the sport is up and coming. It's part of the industry now. We've got a lot of folks. I know our Monday night host, Redfish Chuck, will be out in Vegas. I think it's next week. ICAST 2013. All those folks from our gangler.com. So if you're out meet up at ICAST, look them up. You'll see them out there. I believe Adam will be there, and also Mr. Flores and Redfish Chuck. If you see him, shout at him and let him know you listen to him here on Kayak Fishing Radio. So one of the things I did see, going back to this Coast magazine, a newspaper, nicely done. It's free, like I said, a lot of ads, but somebody's got to pay the bill and publication costs, but some interesting articles in there from folks. I saw J.D. Donahue had a good article in there, kayak fisherman here in the state of Florida, talking about getting out. The days of summer are coming upon us, and it's been pretty mild with all the rain and everything, but once it does slack off a little bit and the sun comes out, it's going to be really hot. And fish are pretty much like people. They don't like to hang out in the glaring sun and the heat of the day and stuff like that. So they find little areas that provide them with some shade and some little areas to hide from that sun. So real interesting, that article there. So check it out. Got some good tips and everything there from Mr. Donahue. And you'll enjoy that one. Also seen a lot of ads in here, too, from stand-up paddle boards. Interesting. I've talked to some folks that are using the SUPs, the stand-up paddle boards, for fishing, and new and interesting way to get out there and get personal with some fish. And notice a lot of interesting kayak trolling motors and smaller paddle boats, maybe some kind of kayaking modified hybrids, airborne boats. Interesting little inflatables. Of course, double kayak. I don't know if some of y'all saw maybe in the Facebook pages or with some news here locally. There was a woman in an inflatable kayak, kind of doing an airblades trail down there and water trail. Got an alligator. Inflatable kayak, not going to hold water after an alligator gets a hold of it. So I don't know what prompted the attack. Probably see some more about it here in future news, but kind of interesting thing there. But also another article, and kind of an interesting thing, and I know that a lot of kayakers are the conservation minded type. I mean, we're down there close up close and personal with the fish, and the kind of moniker that gets tagged to me every now and then is the tree hugger. I do sustainability in my day job, and have done some graduate work in wildlife ecology and stuff. But interesting thing, article in this edition of Coastal Angler Magazine, talking about a new app, or an app that's there, and it's called iAngler, you know, kind of like iPhone, kind of like iPod or iPad, iAngler. And you can find it in the, I think it's for smartphone. You just take a look in your smartphone store. It's a free app. Excuse me. And the AAP, which is the Angler Action Program, It's a program created with guidance from Florida Wildlife Commission, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and some independent biologists and statisticians. The AAP Angler Action Program has been created. So kind of in a nutshell, what's happened is that and kind of sparking this interest is it's a database. It's for folks to log their catches, put some trips in there, some locations. Don't know so much about putting in my my super private numbers and stuff like that, but it's a password protected private account that you set up, and I just started playing with it here today. But for so long, especially in the areas where sport fishing is a huge industry, Florida, the southeastern states, Texas, it doesn't seem at times that the biologists and the fisheries managers seem to want to pay attention. They spend a lot. It does on the surface appear that it's kind of important. It's more important for the fisheries managers to look at numbers from commercial fishermen. And granted, a lot of the take, a lot of the limits and stuff are set because of commercial fishing and commercial fisheries. But since the big freeze in Florida in 2010, there was a huge fish kill. And a lot of the biologists were wanting to know more about what the individual fishermen, the individual sportsmen, the saltwater sportsmen, the freshwater anglers, what are we seeing out there? What are we catching? So I've always kind of liked the term citizen scientist. It's important that you make a voice with your local fisheries management, and this AAP seems to be an opportunity to provide data to fisheries managers on what's happening. So the Angler Action Program, AAP, is recognized by NOAA, the National Oceanographic Group, it's designed to get information into data collection. So anglers start logging information, and catch and release information is really important because those kind of that data is not generally collected. I mean, every now and then there'll be. I know when we had the Boondoggle and Chuckalowski, there was a biologist there, and he kind of surveyed us as we came back in for the afternoon from fishing and wanted to know what kind of fish we had caught and everything. And that's just a small sample. I mean, people are fishing every day out there on the water, and it's really important to gather data. And the more data that's collected, the better the fisheries managers, the Department of Natural Resources in your state and your local areas can make the decisions to have open and closed seasons for fishing. You know, the snapper season here in Florida opened June 1st and is going to be closed on the 14th of July. So just a short 6 weeks of fishing, a red snapper. And I know from talking to kayak anglers in the panhandle of Florida that it's very difficult to go out and fish off the beach and not catch red snapper. They're just it just seems to the individual anglers that there's an abundance of red snapper available, and it just doesn't match up with the decreased days of the season of the open days for harvest of the fish. And I personally like red snapper. It's a nice tasting fish, and it seems to hold up well. So if you take your limit, and harvesting a fish is a good thing, and where legal and done responsibly, and those fish are you can take some home, consume some, keep some for a little bit later on, and with just a short season, you know, they just don't, it just seems like, you know, maybe there's some numbers that aren't matching up. So this AAP, this iAngler app seems pretty interesting. I would encourage, if not that kind of app, but to find some other way. And I know that we've been asked at different tournaments and stuff to gather data and provide it when we came back in. And it's just one way so that we can try to make more information out there for the biologists and our fisheries managers to make better decisions and get the seasons right. So anyway, so I've got the app on my phone now, and I use a waterproof case, so I take my phone out on the water with me, and kind of interesting. So you create a personal login, gives you a username and a password, so your information is kept confidential. Once you log in with your username and password, you are taken to an initial screen. Let's see here. Okay, so this is my first time I'm logged in, so we're going to synchronize up. It's a pretty decent-looking app. It says Angler Action, and it says where anglers count, so that's good. And now I'm given to a screen with some big buttons on it. It says down at the bottom, there's one that goes across that says Synchronize. I guess that's where it uploads data. You can say Add a New Trip, My Locations, Where Am I At? Gives you a map. Kind of picks out where you're at there and stuff. That's pretty cool. Looks like some kind of Google Maps type thing in here. Pretty interesting. I don't know what that little person is there for. But anyways, you can put pictures in there. Takes you back to home. Add a new trip. Gives you trip name, the state you're in. Alabama, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Ohio. Doesn't have all the states, but Virginia, Texas, Tennessee. Gives others, so you can add in comments if you want to add another one. I'm in Florida, so I've stuck that in there, and it asks you what county you're in, and we'll put that in there, and what the date of the trip was, how many anglers are with, how many hours you fished. Was it fishing method? It says unguided private recreational angler, a guided trip with a private charter, guided public charter, like a headboat or a party boat, commercial hook and line, or spear fishing. Those are your options there. And we'll select unguided, private, recreational angler. Then it gives you from boat or from shore or dock. You make that selection, and then whatever your affiliation is, kayak fishing classics, hardcore fishing, Florida sportsman. It's got quite a few in there. Create an affiliation for that. So once that's done, you submit it, and the data is sent in to the Angler Action Program. Sounds pretty interesting. So good to go there. All right. Well, like I said, it's pretty quiet. We're going to call it a early show tonight because I'm sure everyone is out there. If the weather is not got low ceilings and clouds hanging over your head where you're at, you're probably looking forward to seeing some fireworks, breaking out the sparklers. Be careful with all that. Make sure that we do everything safely. And hope everyone enjoys their weekend. We'll be back to a full-length show next week. Monday, Chuck will be kicking off the week with the Monday night kickoff show. Tuesdays with the Loziers, the Double L crew. Wednesday, Mark Wheeler, the landing crew, and Low Sodium Show. And back on Thursday, we're back around to me here in Buzzards Row. We'll see you guys next time. Hopefully we get into some fish, and we'll have the stories for you next week. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. Enjoy the holiday, and we'll check it out next time. Thanks for listening to Kayak Fishing Radio, and we'll see you next time. Take a kid fishing. Tight lines. We'll be right back.